KJY, come now. I heard KLQ, but I don't have the beginning. All righty, thank you. Let me type that in real quick. Kilo Lima and a Quebec. All righty, James. Good evening. Let me see who else I can find out here. I see you're in West Virginia. So CQ, looking for check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
KO4FE.
Mr. William, good evening. I'm sure you have a lot to tell us. It's been a crazy, crazy week. Over.
Yeah, Roger. There's a lot of craziness out there, I'll tell you that, coming from the Joe Biden administration and the reaction coming from the conservatives. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it looks like some of his CNN, the Clinton News Network, and MSNBC are kind of turning on the boy. All right, let me continue. CQ, looking for check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
Kilo, draw four, Zulu X-ray Charlie.
That distant station, Kilo Golf 4, Zulu X-ray Charlie, you wouldn't happen to be in the fraudulent state of Pennsylvania, would you?
Negative, Bob. I'm in a worse place. I'm in the home of Lindsey Graham.
Oh my God, you just go from bad to worse.
I know, it's amazing how things happen. Oh, strange how life gives you these unexpected adventures. Anyway, check me in, Bob.
I have got you checked in to the Liberty Net, so you are number six on the list. So let me look who else I've got. CQ, it is 2201 Eastern Standard Time. This is KHOI looking for check-in.
N4ROQ.
There's a famous person, N4ROQ. Mr. Larry, how are you tonight?
Tolerable there, bud.
All righty. Well, thank you for being with us. I appreciate hearing your call from Tennessee. Let me see who else I have. CQ, looking for check-ins for the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
November 4, X-ray Yankee Charlie.
November 4, X-ray Yankee Charlie, Cleveland, Tennessee. I just think it's funny when I see the word Cleveland, since I didn't know there was one in Tennessee. Good evening, John. Welcome. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, doing fine. I just walked in. Don't have a whole lot to say tonight. Don't have a whole lot to read, but I would like to check into the net and say hello to everybody. So back over to that control from N4XYC, Chattanooga.
Alrighty, sir. Well, you know it's not a requirement to read an article. Being here is most of fun. Commenting, so we just am glad that you're with us tonight. So thank you for riding along. N4XYC, KHOI. Let me see who else I have. KHOI, looking for check-ins.
KD0RMA.
Mr. Bo, you're sounding great into Ohio. I have you 20 over S9. Good evening.
Good evening, man. I was just listening. I don't have much to say. Thanks for picking me up, Bob.
Roger, Mr. Mo. All righty, well, you're on the list. We'll come back to you. KD0RSA, KHOI. Anybody else? KAHJOI for the Liberty Net. Nothing heard, so it's 3 minutes after. Let me open the door. Good evening to all participants on this 75-meter Liberty Net tonight. This is a directed net, and I believe it is the longest-running and only current events discussion net on amateur radio now and since the year of 1974, founded by the late Victor W1WCR, God bless him. This is the area net, the gold standard. Current events and amateur radio topics are welcome tonight on the real, the great Liberty Net. With that being said, let me open the door with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Well, we all know what's been going on. Sippy Cup Joe has done a disastrous job. Let's see. The Akron Beacon Journal, which is Ohio.com. If you would Google Ohio.com and put Gold Star Father, there's an article that they did in Wednesday. They came and interviewed me and asked me about what my son did for the military and how many tours in Afghanistan and what my thoughts were. And my comments were, you can never take his valor or his dedication to America away, but it's sad to see in such a short time, after 2,448 American lives were lost in Afghanistan, that now it's in control of the Taliban. Under President Donald Trump, the Taliban was hiding in the caves because the soldiers were taught and shown to kill him. But they have no fear of this guy. None whatsoever. Then, that afternoon, Channel 3 News showed up. Channel 3 News, Cleveland, Ohio, they showed up. I'll put the link in the AIM window. They showed up and they did an article about Robert and what he did for America, which was, it's nice to honor him. It is a sad thing to have to talk about, but I am always honored to talk about my son who served in the U.S. Marine Corps. And again, a lot of soldiers went there and came back. And again, you look on the, you watch the news and go, what for? My fear, and I hope it's a fear that won't come true, and I don't like the word anniversary, but in about a month, it will be 20 years since 9/11, 2001. I pray we don't see a repeat. This is an opportune time with Afghanistan in turmoil, the borders being open, people flooding into this country, they're not vetted, and we've got our eye on the COVID ball and not where it belongs. With that being said, let me go to Mr. Flint. He is in Michigan. He's on kind of a homebrew antenna, but he's doing a good job. KCH-EHR. Good evening, Mr. Flint. Open the door.
Thank you.
Mr. Flint, definitely did a good job. For some reason, I put the wrong link in twice in AIM, but I finally got the correct link because it's from WKYC Radio. So thank you, sir. Let me say good evening to N2JTT and N2IRJ. Good evening to both of you. And let me go down to West Virginia to Mr. James. November 8th, Kilo, Lincoln, Quebec. Over. Mr. James, are you still with us? November 8th, Kilo, Lincoln, Quebec in the state of West Virginia. Nothing heard, so I will skip James for a moment, and I will take it to Mr. Bill, KO4FE. Mr. Bill, I'm sure this weighs on your mind. It's all yours.
Okay, K8JOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE. Well, Bob, the one thing that I've been thoroughly convinced of in the past week or so is that we're living in a country that's run by idiots. You know, the people have this idea, well, you know, the politicians, they've been to college, they've got experience in governing affairs. So, you know, we can trust them to generally make at least a reasonable decision. Might not like it all the time, but it'll be based in some kind of reality or facts. But looking at this mess, I don't see where anything's being driven by reality or facts. I mean, this Afghanistan thing has been basically ridiculous from the beginning. Now, I remember back, you know, after 9/11, and believe me, I know all about the 9/11 attacks. I know about the dancing Israelis. I know about all the Building 7. I've watched endless hours of that stuff. The YouTube video, Loose Change, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. I'm fully aware of all that. But I'm going by the ostensible reason for that the Bush and all the talking heads gave for why we had to go into Afghanistan, that was to go after Al-Qaeda and hunt down Osama bin Laden. Okay, do you accept the propaganda storyline? At least that made sense. Well, then it transitioned into this so-called nation-building thing where, you know, we're going to basically take a third-world traditional Muslim country and we're going to feed them a steady diet of feminism, woke-toward ideology, gay ideology, LGBT, gender theory, and all this crap. And we expect that to sell over there. You know, they spent millions and millions of dollars trying to brainwash the Afghanistan population with all this crap. I guess they figured since they got it going over here, they might as well spread it around the world. Well, I would guess, and I would lay money on it, that the people over there have no interest in that crap. They maybe didn't like the Taliban. They maybe didn't want people getting their heads cut off in the street or thrown off buildings or whatever else it was that the Taliban was doing, but they certainly didn't want this woke agenda that was being pushed by the United States. So that brings us up to Joe Biden. We've got all these so-called translators, these Afghanistan people who cooperated with the United States. We've got thousands of Americans over there. and Joe Biden, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm all for, I backed Trump when he said we got to, you know, end this thing over there. Of course, the neocons, Liz Cheney and the rest of them, they wanted to stay there forever. But anyway, Trump wanted to end it. All right, that's fine. Well, there's a way you can end things, and there's a way you can create a total disaster. You would thought that at the very least he would have got the Americans out while we still had troops in there. Maybe a few, some of these translators. I've had it with this thing where every time we get involved in a situation around the world, that's another excuse to bring in tens of thousands of so-called refugees. It's like if we put one finger in a country that's in chaos, that somehow obligates us to bring in the refugees. To hell with that. This should have been figured out. They could have sent these people to another Muslim country, not bring them here, and then got the Americans out, and then started pulling the troops out, and then whatever happened, happened. That would have been how I would have done it. But I guess I'm not smart like Joe Biden. He just pulled the plug, and you got chaos. You've got tens of thousands of Americans stuck over there. He's on their line saying, oh, yeah, we're going to get them out. Well, they can't even get to the airport because the Taliban has got total control. These so-called friendly Afghanis, they can't do anything with them. So it's a total mess. And I think maybe what's going on with the media is, you know, I think from the very beginning, from the time of Biden ran, I think they had it in as their fallback plan that if Biden starts making things bad for the Democrats, they were just going to pull the plug on him. And I think that's what they may be doing because his poll numbers are in the toilet. And maybe the Democrats, the media, they're one and the same, basically. I think they're maybe laying the groundwork to get Biden out of there and put that Kamala Harris in there, who I think is an empty skirt. She's brain dead. She's never showed any insight or intelligence. As a matter of fact, Willie Brown and Judge Joe Brown said that she basically slept her way up through the ranks. And as a matter of fact, Judge Joe Brown said that Kamala should spell her name, and she should replace the first A and replace it with a U. His opinion of her is pretty low. So I don't know what would happen. I don't see her being any better than Biden, really. They're both disasters, but I think they may be laying the groundwork to get Biden out of there. So anyway, that's about my synopsis of what's going on over there and what I think of the situation. All right, this is KO4FE. We've got a couple articles here, and this gives you an idea of the difference that we've got, the double standard that goes on when the topic of race and demographics comes up. It says, headline, Tucker Carlson insists there are non-white people cheering the extinction of white people. And I don't know, we mentioned this last week where the census numbers came out. White people have dropped not only in percentage, but also we've decreased by 5 million people. That's the first time in history that that's ever happened, that the white population has actually decreased numerically. But anyway, some people think that's a good thing, and it says Tucker Carlson has apparently not known peace since the U.S. Census Bureau recently reported that the population is diversified. The Fox News fixture says he's pointing out the obvious by saying Democrats are intentionally accelerating the demographic change in this country for political advantage. Well, they've been doing that for decades. That's nothing new. He then rolled clips of Bakari Sellers and Ann Navarro discussing the census data on CNN. In one clip, Navarro tells CNN's Don Lemon, otherwise known as the stupidest man on television, about a recent trip to the White House. Quote, guess who's got Stephen Miller's old office? Her name is Susan Rice, and she's one of us. And guess who is in Ivanka Trump's old office? Julie Rodriguez. She is Cesar Chavez's daughter, close quote. Did you hear that? And awestruck Carlson said, her name is Susan Rice. She's one of us, meaning she's a Democrat? No, it means she's not white. Us is the non-white people cheering the extinction of white people. He went on to cite a tweet from Washington Post columnist Jennifer Rubin. She's one of the most malicious bitches in the media. An old line Trump hater and a white hater. But anyway, she described the data as fabulous news and saying, now what we need to do is prevent white minority rule. So she's not satisfied with white people going down in the population. She doesn't want white people doing anything. Well, contrast that to this article. This is all out of the New York Daily News. Headline, black percentage of New York City population shrank over the past decade. I don't see anybody in the media cheering that. But anyway, not like they do the white population decreasing. It says amid rapid growth of New York City's population over the past decade, the percentage of black people in the Big Apple shrank, according to new figures from the U.S. Census Bureau. The number of people who identify as black or African American in five bureaus rose by just 47,000 since 2010, the census found. That came as the overall population jumped by a whopping 630,000 to a record 8.8 million. The contrast was particularly sharp in Brooklyn, where the reported black population actually dropped by 22,000 people as the borough grew about 9.2% total, adding about 230,000 residents and outpacing other boroughs. Democratic mayoral nominee Eric Adams, the Brooklyn borough president, decried the trend during an unrelated press conference. He said, we can't see the future of this city rise and hope decline for black, brown, and poor New Yorkers, he said in Brooklyn's Gowanus neighborhood. I don't want to see our city build up and displace black folks who have been here for a long time. Asians were the group that saw the largest growth in Brooklyn, 43%. The borough's white population grew by 5%. I'm sure that irritates Jennifer Rubin. But anyway, so you see the contrast. If the white population goes down, that's seen as a good thing. And if the black population goes down, even if it's just in one city, that's bad. So there you go. That's the anti-white paradigm that we have to operate under in this country. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAAJOY Liberty Net from KO4FE.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for being with us and your thoughts. KO4FE, KHOI. I was scanning through the newspaper here. I think the only truthful thing I've seen Biden say, he's quoted as saying, we gave the Afghans every chance to determine their own future. We could not give them the will to fight for the future. My son said many times, the Afghani National Army had no spine. They had no backbone. They did not want to fight for what we were trying to teach them to fight for. It's really sad. So thank you, Bill. Let me do down to Mr. Jesse, who is supposed to be in the fraudulent state of Pennsylvania. KG4ZXNSE, KAAJOY.
Okay, very good, Bob. I appreciate you getting me in tonight. How's my signal coming in?
You're a little light. You're only about 20 over S9.
Okay, roger, roger. Well, I hope these storms will keep going. They've been coming through all afternoon, and I was hoping they'd go by before the net start, but they're still hanging around. Hey, well, thanks, Bob, and everyone on the Saturday Night Liberty Net. This is KG4Z. Thanks, Tennessee. I was the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania, but once again, I'm down here in Lindsey Graham country, and I'm going to be telling you about Lindsey Graham here. Lindsey Graham has been one of these Republican douchebags that decided he was going to vote for this $1 trillion spending bill and help indebt us even further to the Chinese Communist Party. So I think everybody needs to start looking at who voted for these big con jobs, and let's everybody start getting ready and vote these people out if we even have an election with what's coming up. But anyway, I wanted to present a little story here, Bob, off of Gateway Pundit, and this goes to show you there's more to voter fraud than people realize. More California voter fraud. A man was arrested in Terrence, California, and was caught with California ballots. This is off of, like I said, it's off of Gateway. The report has surfaced from the Terrence, California Police Department that they arrested a man that was carrying possession of Xanax and loaded firearms, methamphetamines, and thousands of ballots. According to the police report, officers was called to check up on a man who was passed out in an SUV in the parking lot. Oh, my God. And this is who they got working for them. Drug addicts, BLM, Antifa. So, hey, there's their army, guys. Anyway, after the officer didn't respond to get the man from the vehicle, the officer further investigated the situation and was able to find a loaded firearm, Xanax, meth, and all these ballots. The ballots are more than likely from California's ongoing recall election in an attempt to remove the Democrat governor, Gavin Newsom. So hopefully they busted another ring. Well, anyway, Gavin Newsom and in return, replace him with that Republican Larry Elder. So Larry Elder is kicking Newsom's butt, and they're in panic mode out in California. Anyway, that's what I got for this room. Thanks for picking me up, and everyone on the Liberty Net. Good to hear everybody tonight, and back to Net Control. KHJOY and Saturday Night Liberty Net. Take it away, Bob.
All righty, Jesse. Thanks for joining us tonight. Good to hear you. KG4. ZX and a C, KHLI. Let me jump down to Mr. Larry in Tennessee. N4, ROQ, Mr. Larry, what do you got?
Okay, thank you, Bob. Yeah, I've been looking at, I think this part is treason. It really is treason. They're leaving in Afghanistan American weapons, helicopters, millions and millions of rounds of ammunition, anything that you can think of that they're leaving over there. All because of it's treason. It's treason. Biden is really, you just have to call it treason. Here's a photo of these Afghanis, of the Taliban. They've even got our suits there and helmets and everything. It says in one propaganda photo, members of the Bandra 313 Battalion are seen hosting a Taliban flag in a similar fashion to the six U.S. Marines who raised the U.S. flag on Mount Suribachi during the Battle of Iwo Jima in 1945. The This has been called only recently revealed is a militia, a special operations unit of the Taliban. They've been deployed not just in Kabul, but elsewhere as well. That has provided a completely different picture. No more just the sons of farmers and shepherds, a ragtag bunch of religious terrorists, but a special operations group, comparable perhaps with the best in the world. Senior edition and television anchor at India Today, Sheikh Aru, said in a news segment this week, Afghanistan withdrawal, a stupid plan that armed Taliban with U.S. weapons and abandoned allies. Former Sergeant Staff Sergeant, the Bandra 313 Special Unit differs from typical Taliban fighters as they are made to look more like U.S. soldiers with camouflage, combat boots, and body armor. They also carry M4 carbines and drive armored Humvees. People, we left all of our vehicles over there for them. I'll try to find a list here in a minute. It's unbelievable of all the millions of rounds of ammunition, all the guns, all the helicopters. It's unbelievable what this idiot Biden has left over there for these our enemy to use. It says, look like U.S. soldiers with camouflage, combat boots, body armor, M4 carbines, a drive around Humvees. With the Taliban now in power, there is every reason to believe the militia could grow and strip. President and the founder of Eurasia Group, Ian Bremmer, also posted a photo of Taliban fighters with their new American gear on Twitter Saturday morning. U.S. gave Afghan forces an estimated $28 billion in weaponry between 2002 and 2017, but now everything that hasn't been destroyed is in the Taliban's now. The U.S. officials spoke on the condition of anonymity, said the seizure of American weaponry such as advanced aircraft. We left advanced aircraft over there for them, such as a propaganda tool, as insurgents are unable to operate the aircraft without training. Well, they've got Russia and China there. We'll help them. Taliban allegedly sets woman on fire for bad cooking. This is on the internet. When an armed group gets their hands on American-made weaponry, it's sort of a status symbol. It's a psychological win. Elias Yosef, deputy director of the Center for International Policy Secure Assistant Monitor, told The Hill, clearly there is an indictment of U.S. security cooperation enterprise broadly, yeah, it's really just should raise a lot of concerns about what is the wider enterprise that's going on every single day, whether that's in the Middle East, Sub-Sahara, Africa, East Asia. Let me look down through here and see if I can find a list. All the weapons. I had a list and another listing here, but this one doesn't have it, but it had millions and millions of rounds of ammunition. There's aircraft, there's Humvees, there's helicopters, on and on and on. These people have left, the socialists, Biden, Democrats have left everything over there for the enemy. Plus, we can't beat everybody else. Americans, they're trying to get some of our jet companies over here now to go over and try to get them out. He's an idiot. He is an idiot. They let all these Taliban and everyone in there. Now they're wanting to go back with commercial jets to get them out. So, anyway, it's something that, if people that really think about all this, you know, who would ever want to vote for a socialist Democrat again? They're just leaving all this, the guns and Humvees, helicopters, jets, special jets, airplanes, and everything for the enemy. This is treason, people. It really is. So back to you. KAHG.
JLY in 4.
Yes, sir, Larry. I understand that you're going to leave weapons and ammunition behind for the Afghan National Army, but they're not going to be flying our Black Hawk helicopters or those small attack planes. So with as good as our technology is, why we don't blow that stuff up, I don't know. It just makes me shake my head. I've talked to some soldiers, and most of the special forces people that I know because of my son said that we would go in, take our equipment back, and get those Americans free. And a few of the Taliban would lose their life in the process. But that's not what's happening at the moment. It just makes you wonder what the ultimate goal is. I don't think we know that as Americans. We try to keep us in the dark. So, N4ROQ, thank you, Mr. Larry. Let me jump down to Cleveland, Tennessee. November 4, X-ray Yankee Charlie. Mr. John, what do you have to say, sir?
Yeah, good morning. Listen to me. Good evening to everybody on the net. I feel like it's all by design, and I feel like that they probably have about three goals. One goal is China wants to see a civil war here in America, and that's why you hear such of the inflammatory talk by the left, because China wants us to be so distracted with what's happening here in the United States that when they attack and take Taiwan, we're going to be too covered up with what's happening over here to provide any assistance. Plus, we have a Chinese double agent in the White House by the name of Joe Biden. We all know that story, how they took $1.5 billion in a hedge fund and everything. But anyway, that's so China's thrilled to death, and they're going to be able to reverse engineer all that equipment that's over there. And also, it's all by design to demoralize the American people. That's part of the communist process, to demoralize. And if you find that Russian KGB agent on YouTube that talks about their 50-year campaign against the United States, he says that it's almost all completed, and I believe that. I forgot what his name is, Yuri something. But I'd like to, I just wrote a few terms down here for everybody to write down and think about. You hear me okay?
Roger, roger.
Okay, kind of a generalized term is cultural Marxism, and you can look that up on a number of the browsers, and you can see that all of these, everything that the left is doing in this country really sort of comes under the heading of cultural Marxism, where they, the gender business, allowing males to come into female restroom, that's all to rot this big oak tree that's called America. And there was a communist from Italy by the name of Antonio Gramsci that kind of figured out that they couldn't take America down by normal means, and that they had to come up with some other ideas. And so Antonio Gramsci came up with the idea of destroying the society. Hold on. Yeah, for some reason my SWR just jumped out. Can you still hear me with the amp off?
It's pretty light with no amplifier, over.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to let it rest. I got a problem here with your antenna. So, 73, 40 Antonio Grinch, N4XYC.
All righty, we'll take a look and see what the problem is, and we will come back to you on round number two. But thank you for the cultural Marxism information. I wrote it down myself. N4XYC, KHOI. The bottom of my list is the one, the only, Mr. Moe. KD0RSA, Mr. Moe, what's your thought? Mr. Russ, it's a pleasure to hear you from the state of Georgia. KK4WX. Well, I'm right where you are, so I'm going to pass it to you.
Okay, okay, Bob, I don't know,
hello, let me see, I'm trying to look at my gauges here and make sure everything's functioning like it should be. I guess hopefully you can hear me okay. Anyway, very good evening to you and all the other check-ins. I'm not sure who all might be in because I'll be honest with you, I just got here and was kind of tied up watching frankspeech.com, www.frankspeech.com. Matter of fact, they still have a commentator going on there, sort of, I guess, wrapping up Trump's speech and sort of highlighting it and all, and going over the highlights or whatever. So, but pretty good speech and sort of a sad speech at that. But what else can you say? I didn't ever think I would see such a disastrous day for the United States is the day that the Taliban just completely overwhelmed all these cities and everything in Afghanistan. It's just totally uncalled for and unbelievable, and how this buffoon that we have for a president. Yes, and you heard me right. He's absolutely a buffoon. How in the world can be so incompetent as to what he's done? It's just totally unbelievable. How many people he's left behind, Americans, let alone the Afghanistan people that sort of help us, you know, interpreters and that sort of thing. But it's really kind of it's really kind of alarming, though. What's really upsetting, too, is all of the amount of equipment that he left over there and stuff to fight with, Apache helicopter, Black Hawk helicopter. I think, well, one time I heard something like they said 30 different kinds of aircraft. I don't know what all that entailed, but I do know I've heard the names of Black Hawk helicopters as well as Apache helicopters. Well, also Abrams tanks, other vehicles and things. No telling that the amount of Humvees that they left over. I don't know if any of you guys have ever looked at the Humvees and how they're prepared, but these aren't normal Humvees. As a matter of fact, a lot of them are fixed up right over here in Albany, Georgia, at the Marine Logistics Base. I know a lot of people, or have known a lot of people that work over there, and they take those Humvees and they really show them up, and they put all kinds of heavy metal plating inside of them and up underneath them and everything else, just to make sure that they can withstand you know, rocket-propelled grenades or roadside bombs and things of this nature. But all of this equipment is very, very sophisticated. It's very sophisticated. Very, very high technology and very, very secretive. Top secret. And what in the world do you think is going on right now? Well, I can give you a good idea of what's going on. The Chinese Communist Party, as well as Russians, and no telling who else around the world, these other evil countries that are certainly not our friends by any means, they're going over this equipment and they're doing what they call reverse engineering. They're going over it fine tooth and comb, and they're figuring out all the little things that make these weaponry the best in the world. They're tearing it all apart. They're reverse engineering it, and they're going to get all of our technology just because of this buffoon, this idiot of a president that we've got around and let this kind of thing happen. I'll tell you, it's really just unbelievable at what this idiot has done. And then we've got these generals, this General Milley. I mean, look what kind of an idiot this guy's turned out to be. He's more concerned about critical race theory and all this and that rather than learning how to, or knowing what to do in Afghanistan. He should have been doing his job. He wasn't doing his job. He was too busy trying to worry about the Trump supporters and things on January 6th. He was too busy up there, you know, trying to put everybody down and saying there's an insurrection against this country. This other guy, this Secretary of Defense, are you believing this guy? I mean, he gets up there on national TV on the spotlight after all this has sort of went down, and he says, well, right now we don't have the capability to pick up our citizens. What the hell? You don't have the capability, the strongest, most sophisticated in technology and everything else in the country and the world, and we don't have the capability? What do you mean we don't have the capability? We had the capability. It's just
very, very upsetting. I better identify KK4WX Ron D. But anyway, I tell you what. All you people out there, and you know who you are, I'm not accusing the ones who didn't, but all you people that voted for this administration, I hope you're getting what you wanted. I hope you're getting what you wanted. $3.15 a gallon for gasoline right now and rising. Of course, for me, I drive a diesel truck. Last time I filled up, it was something like $3.39 a gallon. Now we've got them to, they passed an infrastructure bill that's going to tax every single mile that you run on the road. I bet you didn't know that. This was hidden in the bill. And we had these rhino Republican senators that went along with it, 17 of them. 17 rhino Republicans, including this rhino from South Carolina over here, Lindsey Graham. I knew he was a rotten son of a bitch from the get-go. I wouldn't piss on Lindsey Graham if he was on fire. He was the same rotten senator as he was the day that when Obama put his Supreme Court nominees up for scrutiny, and he went on ahead and voted for them, voted to put them in office. It's Elena Kagan and this other one. Lindsey Graham, come on, be real. I don't care what he said good about the president. This guy, he's really a rhino, 100%. He's just not 100% conservative, I guarantee you that. He kind of talks a little bit sweet, too, if you know what I mean. I mean, he certainly doesn't sound like a very manly guy to me. But anyway, what are we going to do, folks? What are we going to do? We've got cheating in our elections. I've also been pointed out by something else just recently that I had no total idea about. I'll try to bring you up to speed on maybe the next go around if we have one. But my wife sent me an article where the CCP, that's the Chinese Communist Party, has purchased over 200,000 acres of farmland here in Georgia. Okay, did you hear me? You hear me right? The CCP has purchased over 200,000 acres of farmland in Georgia. How in the world could this happen? I mean, do you think we can go over to China and buy 200,000 acres over there? Are you kidding me? You think we could go to any country and purchase 200,000 acres of land? This is, and another thing that it really upsets me is my own congressman, who I very seldom hear anything about. I mean, he's supposed to be a Republican, a conservative, and all this and that, but this guy, I think he just sits up there and collects a payday. Because I don't never hear nothing much about him. I've never seen him on TV or nothing. But this guy is supposed to be over some agriculture committee. Well, if he's over some agriculture committee, he's from southern Georgia. How in the world is it that he or anybody or Congress can, our government can let the CCCP come in here and purchase $200,000 of prime, 200,000 acres of prime farmland here in the state of Georgia. This is just extremely upsetting, and it should be upsetting to most anybody out there that has heard about this. I do have the article. It's on my, unfortunately, it's on my smartphone. I can't seem to get my hand on it right off the bat, so I don't know where I put it, but maybe I can locate it by the time it comes around again if you do have another round, Bob. So
Anyway, back over to you, K8JOY. This is KK4WX in Southern Georgia, over.
Thank you, Russ. Yes, there will be another round, of course. KK4WX, KHLY, 200,000 acres of farmland. I'll be damned. And it's owned by Communist China. And you're right. I'd like to see you go over to China and buy any of their land. But we don't want their damn land. But again, destroy America from within. How sad. The only thing I don't think we're going to hear a lot about, Russ, is we're not going to hear a lot about weapons and the Americans possessing weapons with what's going on right now. So let me see if I have any other late check-ins. This is KA8JOY for the Liberty Net.
Good evening, KA8JOY, KC3, Protect the Constitution, late check-in.
All righty, KC3, Protect the Constitution. Such a great call. Mr. Tim, go ahead with your thoughts. Over.
Well, thank you for your instant service. Appreciate it. I just came in and I got that dissertation and right on point. Just a couple corrections. Well, maybe one correction. There are no such thing as rhino Republicans. Let's forget calling them that. Just like we got to stop calling Democrats and Democrats. Democrats at our level, they still exist, I believe. And we need them. We need a good balanced government. So what we have now, we will have Democrats in control. We have communists in control. And we have communist infiltration into the Republican Party. And they did this as it was stated on their website, on cpusa.org, about 25 years ago when I looked at it. And they said that they were going to take over one of the controlling parties in the country, and then infiltrate the second party to the point where they have total control, and that there'd be nothing that other party could do to stop them. And I've been warning my friends and family, and they've been calling me a conspiracy kook, and lo and behold, here we are. So we got to call them what they are. Let's stop calling them rhino Republicans. That does not exist. It's like being a little bit pregnant. You're either a patriotic American or you're a communist at this point. I believe that there are patriotic American Democrats. Let me make sure I'm clear about that. I think they've been fooled by their party because they're so locked in that they can't face the disbelief that the party is going to this country what it's doing. They truly believe that there must be a greater good. There's got to be a reason why my party wants to take away my freedoms. I really believe that that's what they're believing, that they think that there is good intentions there. They've been duped. So we got to stop calling them rhino Republicans, guys. We're giving them a pass when they do that. The other thing is to this administration, the only enemies to this country are patriotic Americans. I said that again. The only enemies to this country, to this administration, are patriotic Americans. We scare the living bejesus out of them. We have to remain diligent. We got it, like I said last time. We have to do to them what they're doing to us. We got to fight dirty. And last but not least, with the land purchases. Anybody who is caught doing business with communist China or any communist regime to the point where it's going to affect the sovereignty of this nation should be brought up on treason charges, plain and simple. The power of the almighty dollar cannot supersede the sovereignty of this nation. So with that, I'm going to send it back to Net Control. Hopefully it wasn't a little too long-winded there. Love being here. This may be my last Saturday night. I may not be able to make this net anymore. Because I had to go get a second job, and it'll cover my evenings. I'm working overnights for UPS, unloading aircraft, and time won't allow me to get onto the net. Maybe on Wednesdays, or maybe Saturday. Saturdays I probably can do it late. I'll be late probably around this time. But anyway, back to Net Control. Love you guys. Let's keep this going and keep America great. And I think in the rally today, I'm sorry, I just thought about this, didn't want to forget, there was a kind of backhanded announcement that President Donald J. Trump will be running again. So let's hope that comes to fruition, because this guy, he's got his finger on the pulse of us, and he's one of us. So anyway, KC3, Protect the Constitution, back to Net Control.
buddy. Tim, well, you're not being long-winded. It's a pleasure to have you with us, KC3CTC. I hope you can work it out with your schedule. Sorry you had to wander off for a second job. That's kind of a shame, but I'm glad it's available to you. And yes, I recorded President Trump's rally tonight. I haven't watched it yet because I was lower on the band, so that'll be what I'll be doing after this. And yes, the almighty dollar is what sold out for 210,000 acres of land, and that is totally wrong. So, again, thank you. KC3PTC, KJY. Any other late check-ins for this Saturday Night Liberty Net, please come now. I heard the radio x-ray, but I didn't hear the whole thing.
Charlie 4, radio
X-ray. All righty, Mr. Dave, another person in Tennessee. Tennessee is winning. Good evening, Mr. Dave. I'm going to pass it to you. Go ahead.
Okay,
they should change your name from Kamala to Yusuke Harris, because she made her way into politics on a pillow like a piece of chocolate for Willie Brown, and she had like a 1% rating, so she definitely can't handle this. So they're just setting this up for the failure, and that's where it's going. You made a comment about the vaccination. I have a little piece here in the Epic Times. Senator Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has said that the federal government needs to clamp down on the proliferation of fake COVID-19 vaccination cards in the midst of the restrictions and the rhetoric around the so-called vaccination passport. Schumer is calling for an all-out enforcement by the federal government. They are paying money for fake cards and risking prosecution, he said, in a conference. Schumer is said by, quote, who can be that dumb, unquote. Quote, who can be that dumb, unquote. Quote, the vaccine is free, the vaccine is safe, get the vaccine. The man's not a doctor, the vaccine is not safe, it's experimental. I know there's people that take it. God be with you. I pray that the ones that have taken it, that it does okay for them. But you can't make me take it. With that being said, let me see if I have any late check-ins. This is KJY.
Another comment?
Go ahead with the comment.
Okay, this is Dave again, KC4.
Taliban had small arms, a third grade education, and balls the size of church bells. That is a true statement. that's cute. Any other late check-ins? This is KJY. I got the KC and the 8. I need the last part. Alrighty, that's kind of a good one. With it being fog, one of the few call signs that spells a word. That's one reason I kept mine. It did take. Hold on a second. Alrighty, Mr. Jeffrey in the state of Ohio. Please go ahead with your thoughts, over. Jeff, thanks for joining us. Stick around. We're going to start round number two. So, KC8, FOD, KHLY. Let me ask one more time. Any additional check-ins?
Check-in.
I heard somebody way in the background. Go again.
This is Kilo Fox 4, Julian Fox, or India.
I think you said Kilo Foxtrot 4 and Golf. That's about all I got.
Juliet, Oscar, India. Juliet, Oscar, India. Richard, Aiken,
all righty. Let me put this real quick. Mr. Jesse, do you hear that gentleman in the Carolinas?
Yeah, Roger, Bob. KF4GLI, I believe. Make sure I got this off.
Juliet Oscar India, J-O-I.
Okay, Juliet Oscar India? Okay, Aiken, South Carolina. Give me the name one more time.
Sorry, I just had a static crash. That's okay.
and appreciate you coming by tonight and joining us.
Yeah, I'm a little bit closer to you, so yeah, the band is kind of crazy right at the moment, but we got you in there, and Bob will put you on the list. If you want to stick around, he'll come back around to you, and if you got any comments. Well, we got you on the list, sir, and thank you again, Richard, and we will send it back to Net Control.
K-8-J-O-Y, back to you, sir.
All right, thank you, Jesse. And Richard, I see you're number 62, so I know where you're from. Good evening. Thank you for joining me off the band. KF4-J-O-Y, K-8-J-O-Y. With that being said, I'm going to make another mention of the Epic Times. I have the front page of the Epic Times. There's the whole front page is photographed. The first photograph is the 640 people in the Air Force's C-17 Globemaster III transport aircraft leaving Kabul on August 15th. The second photograph is U.S. troops at the airport. The third photograph is the Afghans that climbed on top of an aircraft at the Kabul airport on August 16th. This is a commercial aircraft, not the military aircraft, and I'm sure we've all seen the pictures of the people that were strapping themselves to the side of the C-17. That aircraft flies at about 30,000 feet. It does about 450 miles an hour. You're not going to survive it. And some actually strapped themselves to the landing gear, and when they got to their spot of landing, they, of course, were dead. But that's how desperate people are to get out of that country. The gentleman that was covering for Rob Smith the other night in the perspective said, I'm saying this to those who are out there that think America is a horrible country. Would you strap yourself to a C-17 and try to fly to Germany or try to fly to another country because America is so horrible? Yeah, I guess you would. He said then, all right, to those who think America is a horrible, racist country. His comment was, hey, have you ever watched a friend of yours starve to death? Yeah, I didn't think so. If America is such a horrible country, why did you have a friend that is rather in poverty? They still have a cell phone, they still have food, and they most likely have air conditioning. And he turned around and said, America is not a bad place at all. That's why everybody's trying to get here. So with that being said, I will go back up to Mr. Clint. KCHEHR, Mr. Clint, I'm back to you for round number two. Everybody was able to copy, but I did copy you here in Ohio, so KCHEHRKHOI, thank you. I'm going to say hi to Miss Laura, Mr. Marty, and to JTT, and to IRJ. Thank you for listening on an SDR. Laura, get that Marty in here and get him on the radio. With that being said, let me go to Mr. James in West Virginia. We missed him on round number two. Let me see if you're with us. November 8th, Kilo, Lincoln, Quebec. N-H-K-L-Q. Are you with us, James? Nothing heard, so I'll assume that he is checked out. Let me go to Mr. Bill. KO4-FE. Mr. Bill, it is your turn.
Okay, K-A-H-J-O-Y, Liberty Net. From KO4FE, okay, getting some check-ins tonight, that's good. So, anyway, Bob, I'm going to give you a heads up. You're going to love this story. Listen to this. And this comes from the Woketard, one of the Woketard headquarters, Minneapolis police, the curb stops for minor traffic violations. Now, see what you think. Try to predict what's going to happen after they put this into effect. I think anybody can figure it out. But anyway, let's get into this story. Minneapolis police will no longer stop motorists for minor traffic violations such as expired tags or an air freshener hanging from their rearview mirror, according to a new policy change. Police Chief Madaria Aronda, these damn foreign names, Arondondo, in an internal memo Thursday, said the move comes after examining how officers can better use time and resources. He says MPD will no longer be conducting traffic stops solely for these offenses. Expired tags, an item dangling from the mirror, or not having a working license plate light. Arredondo wrote in the memo obtained by the Star Tribune, critics have long argued that Woketard idiots have long argued that low-level traffic stops in which officers use a minor traffic or equipment violation as a justification for pulling over someone they want to investigate contribute to racial disparities in the racial in the criminal justice system. Well, how would that contribute to any racial disparities? I mean, are they trying to tell us that the racial groups can't get their cars legally on the road? Too lazy to apply for tags? I don't know what. or just don't want to obey the law. It says the memo also said the city attorney will stop prosecuting tickets for driving after suspension if there was no accident or other egregious driving behavior that would impact public safety. Okay, so anyway, they're not going to be giving out tickets for driving with a suspended license. They're not going to give out tickets for expired tags. Now, what do you think's going to happen? I predict that people are going to stop driving with driver's licenses, and if they suspend their license, they're just going to keep driving anyway because they know they're not going to get a ticket for it. They're not going to renew their license plates because that can't be used to pull them over or even write them a ticket. So guess what's going to happen? I'll give you a couple of guesses, but you can, answer that in your own mind. Well, anyway, here's more examples of stupidity from the GOP conservatives. Here's a headline. This is out of Veed Air. Senator Rick Scott, no relation, latest proof, wishful thinking about Hispanic vote just encoded in GOP bigwig's DNA. Says, I have to wonder whether Donald J. Trump's impressive but still losing 38% share of the Hispanic vote in 2020, which jumped from 29% in 2016, was a good thing at all. It's reinforced the idea among the stupid party brain trusters that the Hispanic vote is a vein of gold just waiting to be mined. Newsflash, it's not. The party's core constituency is still white, and the sooner the GOP's panjandrums figure that out, the sooner they'll give up the hunt for so-called natural Republican snipes in the Hispanic demographic. Consider Senator Rick Scott of California, who published an op-ed at Fox News bragging about the GOP's improvement with the Hispanic vote. He said Hispanic voters are becoming Republican. It's happening right now, and there's no stopping it. This isn't something we are hoping for. This is something that's in the process. The train is moving. Here's the reality that the NRSC's new polling proves. Hispanic voters are aspirational. They want to live in a society with a government that values work, faith, family, a quality education, strong borders, independence, and self-determination. They increasingly see the Democrat Party as out of touch with these values. Anyway, continuing with the article, it says they're followed polling data that suggests Hispanics are just like white Republicans. They want limited government and free markets and crime-free neighborhoods. This is, of course, a ludicrous fantasy, as actual voting totals show. Let's just go over some numbers. According to an exit poll from Fox News, Trump picked up 61% of the white vote in Florida this time around. That exceeded his overall performance with whites at the national level, where he received about 58%. Had Trump only picked up 53% of the white vote like he did in Arizona, state he lost, Trump would have lost. Trump was nowhere close to those figures among Hispanics. Wake up, GOP. Demography is still destiny. Although Trump improved among Hispanics in 2020, he still lost. 38% to Biden's 59%, a sizable margin that will not be overcome anytime soon. This Hispanophilia of Republicans simply goes too far, and I say this again as a Hispanic who votes Republican. As Veed Air has reported many times, Hispanics vote for Democrats because they like the Democrat platform. They favor big government. status control of the economy, a higher minimum wage, more welfare spending and free stuff, more gun control. However conservative their views on social issues such as abortion and so-called gay marriage, those issues don't inform their vote. So they aren't natural Republicans, as the GOP wing of the open borders lobby keeps telling us. They're natural Democrats. And that's another reason, by the way, they don't much care about immigration reform. They're already here. The GOP's so-called nation of immigrants doesn't attract Hispanic votes. Now let's look at the Hispanic vote going back 50 years. The numbers show the GOP simply can't expect a realignment. Hispanic voting patterns, as the chart shows, have oscillated but never risen above 40%. The slimmest Democrat margin of victory in the last 50 years was 2004, when the GOP lost by only 17%. And then he provides a chart showing all the Hispanic percentages going all the way back to 1972. Usually the Democrats are ahead in the Hispanic vote by from anywhere from 44 to typically 25%. That reminds me of a comedy skit where a guy said he had a great business model. He would buy widgets for $5 and sell them for $3. And a guy says, "Well, how the hell can you make any money doing that?" And he says, I make up for it on volume. Well, anyway, it says Scott and his amigos at the National Republican Senatorial Committee even want us to believe the political future of the GOP is in Florida because of Hispanics. But that's another GOP hound that just won't hunt. To replicate Florida, the party needs elite Cuban whites who are less than 1% of the American population. But even replicating Florida is not a saving tactic for the GOP. That's because the party's share of the Cuban vote is steadily declining as the children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren of the anti-communists who fled Fidel Castro are assimilated into the larger Hispanic culture. In other words, young Cubans vote like most Hispanics for the Democrats. And by the way, for heaven's sake, can we stop crediting Trump's Florida victory to Hispanics? Whites played a key role in keeping the Sunshine State red, but they'll never credit white people for anything. In fairness, Republicans slightly improved with Hispanics post-Obama. Trump's 2020 gains with Hispanic subgroups such as South Texans and even Caribbean Hispanics such as Puerto Ricans in the Orlando area raised a few eyebrows. And yes, Hispanics aren't quite as monolithically Democrat as blacks, a totally lost cause as far as GOP outrage goes. That's why I just can't take people, I can't believe people take the idea seriously. Oh, we're blacks are voting GOP. We got 10% last time, and blacks are waking up. I've been hearing that for 40 years. But anyway, but continuing with the article, he says, but so what? That doesn't mean the GOP should direct so much special attention to non-whites with a long record of voting against the party, particularly when so large a percentage of white voters eluded. You dance with the guy who brung you. Plenty of white working class voters are disaffected with the current crop of political actors and yearn for a populace willing to take stronger stances on issues like immigration. That candidate was Trump in 2016 and 2020. Although he didn't do what he said he would do, the degree he could still be that candidate, if he doesn't run in 2024, someone must replace him. Republicans are just tossing water into a fan. A growing non-white, largely Hispanic electorate is dimming the party's electoral hope in the coming years. Newly released census data show that America's white population has fallen for the first time since 1790. The historic American nation is clearly losing ground. And as the white population declines, millions of illegal aliens likely to benefit from an amnesty are Zerg rushing the border, yet America's flawed immigration system remains intact, and the stupid party leaders have yet to push for an immigration moratorium. Leftists such as Jennifer Rubin gloat about this demographic disaster for a reason. They want whites replaced. The Great Replacement guarantees permanent Democrat rule. I wish people could just get that through their goddamn head already. And this Rick Scott, he's another dim bulb, conservative, thinks, oh, we could just get a third of the Hispanic vote. Yeah, they ought to concentrate on the white vote. That's where their future is. If they increase the white vote by 10%, they wouldn't have to worry about the Hispanic vote or the black vote. If they were getting 73% of the white vote nationwide, they'd win every election. But they won't do that. They want to play this game. The blacks are waking up. The Hispanics are becoming Republicans. Blah, blah, blah. Been listening to it all my life, and it's all a bunch of crap. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAHJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE.
KO4FE, KHJOY. Well, I got a couple comments. One, at least in Ohio, we still stop you for expired license plates, burned out taillights. You find bad people that way. I'll give a quick example. A trooper and I were running radar, and there's a little thing that when you see a cop on the side of the road, everybody turns their head and goes, oh, crap. And if they don't look at us or they look too long and you have a reason to stop them, you stop them. This young man was doing 14 miles over the posted limit. I wasn't going to go after him, but my trooper friend did. When it was all said and done, it was a 16-year-old from Michigan that did not look at us. He was speeding. He was wanted for murder. He shot a 19-year-old in the face in Michigan. And just because it was a traffic stop, we got him off the street. So that's why you stop these people. And as far as not ticketing suspended drivers, people that have a suspended driver's license almost always do not have insurance. When they crash, it costs you and me for their ignorance. So suspended people need to be cited and their car needs to be towed. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, you just described the people that the Democrats don't want to be pulled over because that's their constituents.
Right, a bunch of criminals. So, thank you, Bill. Thanks for bringing that. I read that the other day, and I just shook my head and thought, I don't know what, I know what the world's coming to. It's going down the crapper, so. But thank you, sir. I'm clear with KO4FE, and I'm going to jump down to Mr. Jesse, KG4CX Tennessee, KHOY.
Hi, very good, Bob, KHJOY, and the Saturday Night Liberty Net. This is KG4ZXC, once again, out of the voter fraud state of Pennsylvania. Oh my gosh, yes, I'll still never get quite used to how we've been robbed, ladies and gentlemen. And yeah, people need to wake up, Bob, and a lot of people need to understand that there's going to be a lot of bad people coming in across this border, for one. And I wanted to discuss that. I started to read this story here, and I realized that, you know, reading the story is probably a waste of time, but I'm going to go ahead and give you the headlines.
British troops are now helping trapped Americans in Afghanistan while Biden catches up on sleep.
So that was the headline of this.
And it's pretty sad when, the UK and British troops are helping out the Americans to get out of a debacle that this Obama guy put in place. So, but anyway, what I wanted to discuss, I think, more than anything is the fact that we're under attack as we speak. I want to know where they're putting these refugees, these people coming across the border, and where they're shipping them to. I want people out here to wake up and start looking at locations of where they're storing these people, because it does not look like they're just dispersing them throughout this whole country. I think they're actually putting them in these military bases and getting them ready to be armed and unleash them upon the American citizens and the populace. I think that's what's about to go on. I think this is the Afghan situation has been escalated, and it's something that has been planned to make it look like a complete debacle, so they could manipulate it in another way. You know, they always say that no crisis, well, you remember the term, now I'm starting to sound like a creepy Joe bastard, can't finish a sentence. But the bottom line is, they started this mess, and it's up to us to start being vigilant and staying on top and see what's happening. We got to stay on top of the game and start being aware of what's coming our way, ladies and gentlemen. So, Bob, I hope everybody out there is having a great night. The storms are starting to reside here, so I'm very pleased with that. Ain't got to worry about lightning crashes, so it's starting to clear up. All right, with that, I'm KG4ZXC out of Pennsylvania once again, down here in business. Lindsey Graham country once again for the Saturday Night Living Net. So back to you, Bob, and everyone, thanks again for having me. Back to you, sir.
Lucky you with the communist Lindsey Graham, KG4ZX Tennessee, KHOI. Down to Mr. Larry in Tennessee, Knoxville, N4ROQ, Mr. Larry, KHOI.
Okay, thank you. Good to hear everyone. Hello, Jesse. I hope you're doing good. Oh, Russ brought up some stuff there, too, that I'd brought up earlier, and I talked about in previous Liberty Nets regarding what China owns. They own Smithfield Farms, the company they bought here lately, with all the farms, and they own a chicken producing preparing setup and pork. They're mainly chicken and pork. Smithfield Farms, they own 400 to 500 different farms all around the South. So it's unbelievable what China owns in this country, along with other countries also. They also own, I haven't researched exactly all the different things that they purchased, but I do know they own General Electric and Tesla. They bought Tesla. And also, the main thing, they have a port out in California there. I believe it's in Fresno. They own a port, their own port to bring their ships in. So I didn't know if Musk knew that or not. They got a damn port, and they've had one for a lot of years. They bring their ships and unload them and bring atomic weapons or whatever they want to right on into the U.S. So it's unbelievable what we've let happen to that country with not just China purchasing it. All the different countries, so it's unbelievable. Trump was on tonight. I haven't. I know you said something about it, Bob. I wish I could have listened to it. I listened to a little bit of his previous speech at his previous location, and He's making a list of a lot of different places where he's going to, setting up a list of places where he's going to make speeches. So I'm going to try to catch him or watch him after he does. And the right side broadcast in, there's another place too that I'm trying to tip of my tongue. So you can Google it, right side broadcasting, and you know the other place probably there, Bob, but I can't think of it right off. You can watch his speeches on those two different broadcast systems. So that's what you need to do there. Also, Lindell in South Dakota, police of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, said they identified a suspect in an assault investigation and appears tied to my fellow CEO, Mike Lindell, who said he was attacked while taking photos of people at his hotel last week near his cyber symposium on 2020 election fraud claims. A photo was released by the Sioux Falls Police Department on Wednesday in a tweet seeking the public's help of identifying the man less than 2 hours later. A follow-up tweet said police identified the individual. No other information was provided by authorities. On August the 12th, Lindell first told event attendees he had been physically attacked at his hotel the night before. "I'm okay, it hurts a little bit," Lindell said. "I want everyone to know all the evil that's out there. Right here on my phone, I run across a picture of Obama's new mansion. It cost $8.1 million. It says, take a look inside, but I haven't looked at it. But Obama's got a new mansion out there. And let's see, Lindell told Flashpoint, a conservative talk show, two men approached to take a photo, and after one was taken, a third man came up out of nowhere to also ask for a photo. He put his arm around, Lindell said, gesturing to his side, adding, "Something has been stuck there. It was so much pressure, I just knew if I did anything, there was something more coming," and he jammed it. Boy, it was just piercing pain. Lindell said he doubled over with pain, but was able to make it up to his hotel room. So it was pretty bad there that he almost got killed, looks like. Somebody tried to stab him. So, okay, let's see if I can come up with something else here. Here's about the vaccination. I do believe that the shot, this experimental vaccine, they keep wanting to put in both boosters. They're saying now that they want it, if you haven't had the vaccine, they're not even going to let you in the hospital anymore. I'm not sure how many states are going to do that. But there's really no reason to take the shot. Here's three vaccinated senators test positive for COVID-19. Three U.S. senators, Roger Weicker, Republican Mississippi, Angus King, Independent Maine, and John Hickenlooper, Democrat of Carolina, tested positive for the coronavirus Thursday. All three have been vaccinated. Weicker, 70, is isolated, according to his communication director, Philip Lawler. King, 77, began feeling ill Wednesday. He said he's definitely not feeling great, but doing better than if he hadn't been vaccinated. Now you know that. There's a Democrat for you. I feel better than if I hadn't been vaccinated. So, I mean, it's just... he's still holding up for the vaccine, and he's got the COVID anyway. Well, let's see. Hickenlooper, 69, issued a statement saying he tested positive after experiencing mild symptoms and is also self-isolating. So that's what they're coming up with now. Oh, I got the COVID and I had the vaccine, but it would have been a lot worse if I hadn't taken the vaccine. And does that make a lot of sense? Okay, let's see. And one other article here on Japan hopes to get Mars moon samples by 2024. From Tokyo, Japanese Space Agency scientists said Thursday they plan to bring soil samples back from the Mars region ahead of the United States and China. Here's the Tokyo. Japan's getting in the space race, people. In China, which started Mars missions last year in hopes of finding clues to the planet's origin and traces of possible life, the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, or the JAXA, plans to launch an explorer in 2024 to land on Phobos, a Martian moon, to collect 0.35 ounces of soil and bring it back to Earth in 2029. The rapid return trip is expected to put Japan ahead of the U.S. and China in bringing back samples from the Martian region despite starting later. Project manager Ashiro Katsutake, attending an online news conference. Kamarusho Ushi, that's a good guess on his name, professor at the Institute of Space and Astronautical Science, said soil on Phobos is likely to be a mixture of material from the moon itself and material from Mars that was spread by sandstorms. Collecting samples from multiple locations on Phobos could provide a greater chance of obtaining possible traces of life from Mars, he said. Okay, I'll shoot back down there to you, Bob, or up there, sounding good down here in Tennessee, KA8JOY, and then 4ROQ.
Alrighty, Larry, thank you very much. Appreciate your input. N4ROQ, KHOI. Let me go to Cleveland, Tennessee, November 4, X-ray Yankee Charlie. Mr. John, I'm back to you, over.
Okay, I don't think my antenna likes running the amplifier, but I'll give it a try here.
You're doing good.
Defunding the police. If you go back to the Trayvon Martin incident when Barack Obama was blazing chain about that, and back to the Ferguson, Missouri incident where the young man walked into the supermarket and he was high on drugs and put a pack of cigars in his pocket, and the shopkeeper tried to stop him, and so he walked out into the street. He beat up the shopkeeper, and then walked down the middle of the white line, and the police showed up in a Tahoe, and he walked over to the cop and sucker punched him. The cop jumped out, told him he was under arrest, and the guy bum rushed him. And he had to shoot that guy, and that was Michael, whatever his name was. So this is the defund the police has all been a plan by the left to take federal control of all city and county police departments and sheriff's departments nationwide. It's a con, it's a scheme, and that's what it's all about. This whole thing is nothing more than a scheme on their part to take federal control of local police departments, because you know once they got our guns, it's done, it's over. They got us. Once they get our firearms, it's over. And so that's their plan, to take federal control of every little city and county police department, sheriff's department in this country. And that's what it's all about. And it's just like global warming. Global warming is a Jesse Jackson shakedown scheme for wealth redistribution, because Barack Obama blames America and Europe for all these third world countries. He blames them on colonialism. That's what all he's trying to do, and he's trying to pump money back into these little countries because he thinks it's our fault. That's how much he hates our country. So it's just nothing more than another one of their schemes. N4XYC, back to net control.
Roger, John. Well, I agree with you on that. They're trying to turn our local law enforcement into the federales. That is definitely where this is going. Over.
Okay, well, I don't have anything to read off of, so, and I'm not the best at verbalizing, but I try. So anyway, just know that that's a con job, you know, to defund the police. It's all a bunch of bull. So back to you, and got a good net going.
Roger, thank you very much. Appreciate you joining us from Cleveland, Tennessee. N4XYZ. I'm going to go down to Mr. Moe way out there in Nebraska. KD0RSA. How you doing, Mr. Moe? From Nebraska, KJY. Let me go down to Mr. Russ, AK4WX. Mr. Russ in Georgia, back to you. Mr. Russell, I still hope you're with us. AK4WX, KAHJOY.
Yeah, Bob, we're here. Sorry about that, I wasn't right at the microphone at the time. Are you copying me okay, Bob? K-A-H-J-O-Y from KK4WX.
Roger, roger. You're about 20 over S9. It's a good signal.
Okay, real good. Yeah, I was aware of some of that, Larry, on that foreign country's buying up certain farms and whatnot, but which is alarming enough, but I guess I just hadn't been up to date on it as much as I should be. But anyway, this article here that I've got that my wife passed to me is from Just the News, wherever in the world that's come from, and it says China's latest conquest in America is buying up farmland. Will Washington stop it? It says Beijing has bought up 200,000 acres already, and Representative Dan Newhouse said there is bipartisan support for legislation to slow it down. To slow it down? Are you kidding? Why in the world don't they just outright stop it?
That's what I'd like to know. Stop it.
Don't slow it down. But it says, but Democrats are trying to excise mention of the CCP and the bill's language. China's effort to unseat America as the world's economic superpower has a new tactic. It has bought up more than 200,000 acres of U.S. farmland. And while there is bipartisan support for legislation to slow down Beijing's acquisitions, Democrats have added a new wrinkle. So Representative Dan Newhouse, a Republican in Washington, who is leading the legislative charge, says congressional Democrats have removed all references to the communist government of China in an amendment, an agricultural spending bill that originally prevented the Chinese Communist Party purchase of American farmland. Okay, guys, did you get that? It was the Democrats who took the language out of the bill that would have prevented China from buying any American farmland.
The Democrats.
If you ask me, they're none of them doing enough. It says over the last decade, we've seen a huge increase in the acquisition of these kinds of assets, farming in particular, by the Republic People of China, he said. And that, to me, is just a direction that while we can, we should do all we can to stop it. With China purchasing the United States' agricultural assets, and becoming more ingrained in the U.S. economy, America might eventually become dependent on communist China for our agricultural products. Newhouse warned, quote, we don't want that to happen. We want to stop that in the tracks. Only six states have agricultural restrictions on China, Newhouse said. So this is something that I think is desperately needed in our country to prevent China, communist China, from taking over our agricultural industry. Well, it goes on to goes on a little bit in, more in depth, but I think by what I've read, you guys get the gist of it all. And I'll tell you what, it's certainly alarming to me, but we've got so much evil going on right now. I tell you what, it's just hard to sort everything out and comprehend it all. But I do appreciate that info, Larry. I didn't know they had bought up these agricultural companies, chicken farms and chicken producers and pork producers. It's just got to stop, you know, unless we just want to have somebody else own everything that we've got. Next thing you know, they'll be buying up land that's got oil on it and whatnot. We're already buying our oil from all these other Middle Eastern countries and whatnot. Biden's made sure of that. We were energy independent, and now we're not. So the next thing you know, they'll be buying up our property that has oil on it and other minerals and things, and who knows what'll happen. It's like America's up for sale. It should be a law that if you're not an American citizen, you don't buy land in this country. Plain and simple. You don't own nothing. You can't buy no American companies or anything. That should be a law. It should be passed immediately. KAHJOY from KK4WX. Over.
Well, that's a really good law, but under this administration with Sippy Cup Joe, you're not going to see that for sure, over.
I imagine not. You're absolutely right, Bob, over.
Thank you for bringing that to the table. That really is sad that they're doing that, and it's being allowed. That's just even worse.
All righty, KK4WX, KHOI. Let me jump down to protect the Constitution. KC3, PTC, Mr. Tim in Haverston, Pennsylvania. Back to you.
Okay, KC3, protect the Constitution. Boy, oh boy, some good stuff in that last round. It got me thinking, what could we possibly talk about to try to give some kudos to Joe Biden? Something that he accomplished that nobody else could take credit for, and I think I thought of something for you tonight, guys. Joe Biden has proved that Joe Trump is the best president this country has seen in a long time. So kudos to Joe Biden for proving that Donald Trump is the guy that he really needed this time around. Immigrants and putting them on army bases. That's another thing that I tell my friends for years, you know, letting these illegal immigrants come in. What better way to bring an army in to help take over your country is if you bring them in under the radar. Not coming in with weapons, bring them into the country with more weapons than anybody's ever seen. And then arm them once they're here. Arm them on your soil. They're already behind the lines. after eating from the thing. So now that one's kind of true. And then the federal police. There's another one. He's on the police. Yes, we forget that Obama signed a treaty with the United Nations to disarm America. Well, there's something in the Constitution that says that the American soldier cannot deploy on U.S. soil. Well, how do you do that? You know, you defund the police, and then you need a police force, and you hold the United Nations to do that. The U.S. force, the U.S. force, and then they become the federal police. I don't see it going any other way. And then you still image in the laws about buying the property. You got to stop calling the Democrats Democrats. I mean, is there any more proof? They're writing the laws to protect their own. They let the communists come in here and buy it from them, and I say that if anybody does business with communist China, the only communist country that was openly intent on destroying the country, that any reaction is taken against those people, that's the treaty. It's not a way around it. When are we going to grow some colonies here, people, and start doing what's right? We have to take care of our own first. Because scientists are doing here. And in fact, we're not wrong. We need to just roll out all the wording that prevents communist China from taking up citizens like Bill Gates, who owns more farmland than any other person in our country. He was engineering food so that the crops grow. You can't take the food from the crops and you grow them. Can I imagine what that engineering influence and environment content of the food? And how much is that going to help? So I feel tired of being exhausted because of religion. And all this stuff that we just common sense should not be happening.
And I'm afraid that it's going to come down to something that we don't want to see.
We gotta stand up. We have to stand up. If we don't stand up, we're done. Said it one other time before. We're not going to make transition to go back down the strata and shape it. And I'm tired of the Republicans that are not preparing for game 8 in the World Series. We have to attack this thing if it's going to end tomorrow. We're all stopped. Overwhelming force. Happening like that is going to be ridiculous. Lives that we left behind, the equipment that we left behind. Joe Biden once said that if you're going to fight America, you're going to need nuclear weapons and the Taliban army,
giving us AK-47 drops and stones.
We're the laughing stock of the world again. Boy, could I use some mean tweets right about now. KC3, PTC, protect the Constitution. God bless America. God bless everyone. And I'll be standing by for every day.
Alrighty, Tim, thank you. Yep, Sleepy Sloppy Joe definitely has bumbled Afghanistan. KC3, PTC, KHOY. Let me go down to Mr. Dave in Tennessee also. Kilo Charlie 4, Romeo X-ray. Mr. Dave, I'm up to you. KHJY. Mr. Dave, are you with us? Nothing heard. Let me go to Mr. Jeff in Ohio. KC8 Fog. FOG. Mr. Jeff, it's up to you. FOG, KHOY. One more time. Nothing heard. Let me, how about Mr. Richard, number 62, Kilo, Foxtrot, 4, Juliet, Oscar, Ida. All Alrighty, well, I will show those last three as unresponsive. I've got another quick article in the Epic Times. CDC recommends the third COVID-19 vaccine dose for immunocompromised. The Centers for Disease Control and the Prevention, CDC, has officially endorsed the use of additional COVID-19 vaccine shots for individuals who have impaired immune systems. I guess that way they can kill them off. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky signed the recommendation offered by the agency's vaccinary advisory panel. At the time when the Delta variant is surging, an additional vaccine dose for some people with weakened immune systems can help prevent serious and possible life-threatening COVID-19 cases within the population. All right, this whole Delta variant, I know most of you have been around long enough to know every year they try to give us a different vaccine for the flu, because every flu that has an animal host, every virus that has an animal host, the flu does, it mutates. There's a variant each and every year, but they are making it sound like only the COVID-19. Oh my God, lions and tigers and bears, oh no. So now they're trying to stab you a third time. Totally amazing. Alrighty, well let me kick off the 73 round. I will jump up to Mr. Clint in Eden Rapids, Michigan. KC8EHR. Mr. Clint, what's your final thoughts? Over. Mr. Clint, well, thanks for joining us tonight. Your antenna's doing a decent job. I will be down the band tomorrow night at 9 p.m. If you're around to join me, I'd appreciate it. KC8EHR 73s, good evening. Listen to us till we end the net. I'll go down to Miss Laura, N2JTT and N2IRJ. Good evening to both of you. Thank you for riding along on an SDR. Let's see, next is Mr. Bill, KO4FE. Mr. Williams, what's your final thoughts to give us tonight?
Okay, KA8JOY, LibertyNet, KO4FE. Well, my final thoughts is a reiteration of my original comment is that when I opened my first comments on the first go-round was that we're living under a government ruled by idiots. And just because the traitors outnumber the idiots doesn't change the fact that we still got a lot of idiots in there. And I guess they can even be traitors and idiots at the same time. And here's a headline here that verifies what I'm saying. This is off the Daily Mail. It says how Obama freed key Taliban leader in 2014 in prisoner swap, despite Pentagon warnings, only for him to spearhead steaming takeover of Kabul. So in other words, Obama released the guy who's running the Taliban right now in 2014, even though the Pentagon warned him not to do it. So is that stupidity or what? Well, anyway, let's get into this story. The mastermind behind the Taliban's takeover of Kabul was released from Guantanamo Bay under Barack Obama's presidency in 2014 despite resistance from the Pentagon. It has been revealed. I'm not even going to try to say this name. Yabba Dabba Doo was one of the five Taliban commanders released from the detention camp off the coast of Cuba by Obama in exchange for American soldier Bo Bergdahl. And in case you forgot, Bo Bergdahl was a deserter who went to try to join the Taliban. And Obama gave five top Taliban commanders for this dirtbag. I mean, this is ridiculous. That was total stupidity. Said the former president, of course, he lies. He lied when he let him go. He said, it says the former president guaranteed the U.S. people that the so-called Taliban Five would be sent to Qatar and incapable of doing any damage in Afghanistan. Well, we see how that worked out. However, earlier this year, Mr. Yabba Dabba Doo ended up brokering the terms of the withdrawal of troops despite intelligence reports sent to Obama and Biden after his release, according to the New York Post. The freed Taliban Five were indeed sent to Qatar, but simply used their exile to remotely form a regime. While speaking to President Biden's Afghanistan envoy, Khalid Lilzad, whatever the hell his name is, earlier this year, he said, I started jihad to remove foreign forces from my country and establish an Islamic government. And jihad will continue until we reach that goal through a political agreement. He promised the Taliban wouldn't launch an offensive if Biden removed all U.S. troops and even claimed they wouldn't punish Afghans who had worked with the U.S. military. Well, we see how we see how that's going, and Biden was stupid enough to believe him. But the warlords are now trying to track down Afghans who did just that or are hunting down those who cooperated in toppling the Taliban regime after the 9/11 attack. Afghans pouring into Kabul as refugees fleeing the march of the militants told stories how the Taliban warlords had demanded they turn over women and girls to become their wives and be raped. The Wall Street Journal also reported that civilians and captured soldiers were murdered by the Islamic Terror Organization, allegations that the Taliban officials have denied. Mr. Yabba Dabba Doo has been previously overseen beheadings and stonings while instated as the Taliban's interior minister. He is believed to have close ties with Obama bin Laden. Oh, can you believe it? And was arrested in Pakistan following 9/11 before being sent to Guantanamo in 2002. But just 12 years later, Obama released him and four others, all with Yabba Dabba Doo type names that I can't even try to pronounce. They were the only prisoners sent to Guantanamo for life that have been released without parole, without the parole board's clearance. And the U.S. soldiers they were exchanged for has since been dishonorably discharged for desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. When former President Donald Trump was in power, he changed administration policy and made it much harder for Guantanamo prisoners to be released. But since taking over in January this year, Biden has already released his first one, accused terrorist Abdul Nasser. At least I could pronounce that one. And some 10 others have been cleared for release. So I guess Biden wants the Taliban to be well-staffed with commanders. These people are idiots. Okay, now here's an article. Now you wonder why, I just sit there and I think, okay, the Taliban, when you look at their actual numbers, they're not that big. You would think that a country of Afghanistan, which has about 10 million people. Taliban had maybe 70,000 members. How could they take it over so easy? Evidently, they got a lot of supporters amongst the population. And this gets back to the comment I made earlier, this is KO4FE, about the U.S. getting in there and not only bringing troops in and doing what they would normally do, but they're over there pushing woke ideology, which people probably thought, well, you know, it's either the Taliban with their, you know, extremist Islam, which apparently I think a lot of them supported, or this leftist woke-tard nonsense of the United States, and I guess they figured the Taliban wasn't all that bad. Right, well, here the headline, Gateway Pundit, Pride comes before the fall. The U.S. Embassy in Kabul was celebrating Gay Pride Month as Taliban launched final campaign to retake the country. Oh, God, you can't make this stuff up. As the Taliban launched their final campaign to retake the country, the Biden administration and General Milley were celebrating Gay Pride Month in Kabul. It said, and then he got a picture of the Gay Pride flag flying over the embassy. I can't even believe this. You know, it's just unbelievable. Yeah, they are the United States. This is the tweet from the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. It said, this month of June recognizes LGBT Pride Month. The United States respects the dignity and the equality of LGBT people and celebrates their contributions to society. We remain committed to supporting civil rights of minorities, including LGBT. There you go. That's probably why most of the people in Afghanistan just said, hey, we'll take the Taliban. And they just didn't resist. This is where this woke nonsense can have geopolitical implications. But they don't care. So anyway, back to you, Bob. And thanks for running the net. And 73's everyone that checked in. We had a pretty good turnout, despite the conditions. Had a little noise on this end, but it wasn't that bad. So anyway, back to you, Bob. KAAJOY, Liberty Net, KO4FE.
Thank you, Bill. KO4FE, KHOI. Our numbers tonight are 14. So, and yeah, Gay Pride. Apparently, again, Millie and, what's that other, Austin. They definitely took their eye off the ball. They were too busy worrying about wokeness and Gay Pride and having our soldiers have their penises cut off and add breasts to them and... My God. If you're gay over in Afghanistan, you get stoned or trampled to death. So I guess that's what they want. What can I say? Thank you, Mr. Bill. Appreciate it. KO4FE, KHOI. Mr. Jesse, KG4, DX Tennessee, KAJOI.
Hey, very good, Bob, and Bill, and Lay, and everybody else who's checked in tonight. I can't remember everybody, but good to hear you guys. And let's see, the 73 round, what do I have to offer? Well, first of all, I'd like to remind everybody that on your comment, a quick rebuttal. When it comes to Afghanistan and these Iraqis and all these cultures that kill you because you're a gay, faggot, whatever you want to call these people, these people are such hypocrites. Because, first of all, they had this thing called Mandate Thursday, where they dress little kids up and prance them around like little women and little feminine femboys and whatever else they do. But they would prance these people around. These people are as hypocritical as anybody in the world. Now, kill you if they get caught. But
other than that, they're behind closed doors. These people are just as corrupt and evil-minded as anybody. And, yeah, you just can't really, can't describe this stuff. But that's the deal with these people. But anyway, appreciate everybody's being here tonight, and I ain't going to go on any further rant at this point. I just like to thank Mr. Mo for coming in there as well, and everybody else. And I'll say it again, be vigilant, stay on top of the game, and start looking around your communities and find out where there's where they're putting these people, because they're going to come out of the woodwork sooner or later, and I hope it ain't at my doorstep. God be God, please watch over everybody here on the net, and thank you, Mr. Marty and Mr. And Ms. Laura and Triad Dream. Thank you guys and Mr. Bob for running the net tonight. Hi, this is KG4ZXC, and God save America. So thank you, Bob, and the Saturday Night Liberty Net.
Alrighty, Jesse, thank you. KG4ZXC. It's interesting you would mention that. My son talked about you weren't allowed to be gay in Afghanistan, but they did some pretty weird stuff that was in America that would be considered gay in their actions. But they justified it, over.
Yeah, well, see, that's exactly right. These people have been conditioned that you're not supposed to judge them, but they can judge you.
Kind of interesting. I kind of missed that over there. All right, sir, KT4GXNC, thank you. Let me go down to Mr. Larry. N4ROQ, Mr. Larry, what do you have for your final thoughts on the 73 round?
Okay, I am still perplexed, and it's unbelievable that we all have all these electric cars. And as Biden says, there's a big article in the paper down here in Knoxville News, Sentinel Nation, in the world. It says, what to know about Biden's EV goals? Gas will be out of gas if President Biden has his way. The White House recently announced the goal of making half of all new cars, trucks, and SUVs sold in the U.S. zero emission vehicles by 2030. First, let me say this before I forget it. Trump, you can watch Trump's speech tonight on Newsmax and Right Side Broadcasting. So don't forget about that. We want to keep his views there. He's talking about a lot of different things and very interesting. So it's good to hear from Trump at those. There were supposed to be 20,000 people there tonight. And I think it was in Alabama. It was in Alabama. So see how many people showed up. Also, I found out one of the broadcasters on regular TV the other day said, I hope I'm not going to get in trouble for letting this out, but he said that the Democrats had a martial law getting ready to be set up if anything happened in the election that they didn't win there. They were going to set up martial law for everyone. So they were ready. If anything was to happen, the Democrats were going to set up martial law. They already had told the news people, some of the news people here in Knoxville, to let that out. Just a few days ago, and he said we're going to go ahead and talk about it, because that's what they had told us, to expect martial law to be imposed here in the U.S. So you guys that didn't know that is for a fact that the Democrats were going to go with martial law there during the takeover on the election. So
Anyway, me going on to this gas crisis deal here, says the White House recently announced the goal of making half of all new cars and trucks, SUVs sold in the U.S., zero-emission vehicles by 2030, including battery-powered electric vehicles and hydrogen fuel cell cars. The goal drew support from the automotive industry's largest players, including General Motors, Ford, Toyota, Honda, Volkswagen, and Stellantis, the company formerly known as Fiat Chrysler. Supporters of Biden's electric vehicle plan manufacture and sell the world's most popular gas-powered vehicles, from the Ford F-150 pickup to the Toyota's RAV4 SUV and the Honda Accord sedan. Biden promoted the transition from gas to electric vehicles as crucial to combating climate change, which is worsened by emissions from the internal combustion engine, ICE, in a vehicle. But getting from here to there will take years and involve numerous challenges. This is a Democrat plan now I'm reading. There are more than 276 million vehicles in the U.S., according to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics. And nearly all of them are powered by gas or diesel fuel. Change is happening, but it's slow in the making. In the first half of 2021, electric vehicles made up 2.2% of new auto sales, up from 1.4% in the same period in 2020, according to car research tool Edmunds. Can I buy an affordable electric car? Not yet. By and large, EVs, electric vehicles, are still luxury vehicles. Take Tesla, for example. Elon Musk, EV maker, sells only 4 models, and once routinely priced at more than $100,000. The cheapest, the Model 3 compact car, was originally envisioned as an affordable car, but usually sells for at least $50,000, which is about 80% of the U.S. median household income. EV advocates point out that they save money on gasoline and maintenance, since a full charge of electricity is typically cheaper than a comparable tank of gas. In addition, EVs typically don't require as much upkeep, since they have fewer parts than gasoline-powered cars. Still, the initial sticker price is enough to scare off many Americans. Biden's goal will likely require automakers to achieve affordability on some level, but with the average new vehicle costing more than $40,000, according to Edmunds, affordability is relative. When will gas-powered cars be completely off the road? To be sure, automakers like GM, Mercedes, Volvo, Jaguar, and Honda have committed to transitioning to only electric vehicles, each one at a different interval, but all by 2040. So, by 19 years, if I did that right, all the gasoline vehicles are supposed to be off the road by what they have here. The days of the gasoline engines are almost certainly numbered. Recently, auto stalwarts such as General Motors, Ford, Volkswagen, and many others have doubled down on their EV initiatives over the coming years, signaling a clear shift in the EV tide among traditional auto players. Looking ahead, Wedbush Securities Auto Analysis Dan Ives wrote Thursday in a research note, "If and when half of the new vehicles sold are EVs, most cars and trucks on the road will remain gas-powered for years to come. The average age of a vehicle is more than 12 years, an all-time high, according to IHS Markit. That meant cars are lasting longer than ever due to improve reliability, so Americans are likely to keep their gas vehicles for quite a while. There's one caveat. If the government puts up cash for clunker-style offer, providing an incentive for Americans to turn in gas vehicles in exchange for an EV, that could make a difference." That sounds like a Democrat talking here. But it's already done, and it could be extended or both. New EVs from companies typically come with 7,500 tax credits, but Tesla and General Motors cars are not eligible anymore because those companies have already reached their quota. What do
which is one reason why advocates want Congress to redo the tax credit for formula. Biden is on board, but Republicans may not go along with it. Peter Rawlinson, CEO of Lucid Motors, a startup EV maker, advocated tying the tax credit to the efficiency of the vehicle. The more mileage an EV gets out of battery capacity, the more credit the buyer should get, he argued. But where will I charge my EV? Most EV owners do most of the charging at home, about 80% of it happens there. In fact, according to the Electric Drive Transportation Association, but many Americans don't have access to a charger, can't afford one on their own since they can cost thousands of dollars. These chargers are expensive, people. Only about 4 in 10 Americans have garages, says Michelle Krebs, executive analysis at car buying site Auto Trader. The good news is that many states and utilities offer tax incentives or grants to install chargers, so they could help. But for drivers who live in multifamily dwellings or park their cars on the street, they'll need access to shared charging stations. In some areas of the country and along some routes, those charging stations are easy to find, but you need to plan accordingly. Biden's plan calls for an investment in what the White House calls the first ever national network of electric vehicle charging stations. About 65% of car shoppers say additional stations would help convince them to buy an EV, according to a February survey of car owners by car buying site Car Gurus. Well, I think it's all a bunch of crap myself. I enjoy my vehicle the way it is, and I want to run off gas or diesel, and I believe this is just another ploy by the Democrats to run our life and to make it the way that they want us to live. And of course, all they'd have to do is do something with the charging stations, and we wouldn't be able to go anywhere. All they'd say, "Hey, the charging stations are down." Or, we don't have any more parts for the batteries. We don't have any more batteries anymore. I mean, they could stop us in a lot of different ways. So you don't want the government to be running, especially our vehicles, or what we need to get around. So anyway, thanks for running the net tonight, Bob. You're doing a great job, and always enjoy it. K.A. HJY from N4ROQ, back to
me. All righty, Larry, N4ROQ, KJY. Well, I've said it before, you know, I owned a Tesla for a short time. It was an $87,000 car. It was really fun, but my household electric bill is normally about $117 to $120 a month. And the 10 weeks that I had the Tesla, my electric went up to $245 a month. So they're not free. And so the car doesn't have a footprint, but the carbon that was produced to generate the electricity has a footprint. Okay, so the car can do 256 miles. That's if it's charged to 100%. You don't charge it to 100%. You only charge it to 90. So now you're down to about 220, 250 miles. You can't drive the car to zero or it stops. So you can only drive the car to about 20%. Now you're down to about 175 miles between times you have to charge it. So once you get to the charging station and plug in, then you got to wait 17 to 20 minutes to charge the car. It definitely is a way to control the commuting of the American public. Over.
But sure, fine.
I definitely think so. Just a control thing the Democrats like. They're socialists. They want to control you traveling. They want to keep, they even want to get in our farms in Texas for our cattle. Because they're pooping out methane there. We've got to tax those cows. They're pooping out methane, you know.
It's ridiculous. They are a controlling group of people. That is a for sure thing. They forget that this is America and we have our freedom. So But so many Americans are just rolling over and giving them up. Thank you, Mr. Larry, N4RQ, KJY. Let me go down to John in Cleveland, Tennessee. November 4, X-ray, Yankee Charlie. Mr. John, what are your final thoughts?
Okay, I hope my antenna will hold up here. I've got my eye on the watt meter, and I will have to not transmit if it starts acting up. But I had about 150 Black Lives Matters and protesters last summer in our little town. They were protesting a Confederate monument for the Confederate dead. Actually, East Tennessee was a more on the Union side, and because we were Scots Irish, we had a lot of slaves, but we were in the Confederacy, and they did put up a monument in 1809 to honor the Confederate war dead from our county, and we don't think much about it. We just call it the Confederate Monument. It's a little monument downtown, but we had 150 agitators in here, and they were staying in hotels about 500 yards from my house. And so I kind of put a plan together, and I want you all to think about this too. You know, if 10 people rode up into your driveway, and one of them had an AK-47, and the other nine had machetes, even if you and your wife are fully armed and equipped with a Glock 17 and a 5.56 rifle, you're still going to have a hard time defending yourself. And I kind of came to the conclusion that you need a neighborhood watch. You need to get together with your neighbors now, because China wants a civil war in America. They want us distracted, and Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and all the rest of them have taken their marching orders from Communist Red China. That's who their bosses are, to have a civil war here. So when they attack Taiwan and possibly some of the other countries over there, let me let it come down a minute. So when they attack Taiwan, we're going to have our hands full in a civil war, and that's what this is all about. And so you need a neighborhood watch. You need to get together with your neighbors, and you don't want to scare them to death, but, you know, everybody needs CB radios, and if you don't have a 5.56 rifle yet, you need to go buy one. Ruger makes a good one. Smith & Wesson makes a good one. And everybody needs a Glock 17, because a lot of the ammunition is scarce, and 9mm, there's still some 9mm around and some 5.56. And you need to put together a neighborhood watch, because mom and pop, both with rifles, you cannot protect your home with two people. It's going to take a neighborhood. And also, you know, when the left is ready to start this war, the first thing they're going to do is probably block all the interstates, and there's not going to be any food in the grocery stores. So that'll be my parting comment for the net and all the shortwave listeners to be thinking about. You need to get prepared, and get prepared now. And it's been a good net, and thank you for letting me get on here and say what I think. N4XYC, back to net control.
Roger, roger, John. Having a little bit of prepper, a little bit of neighborhood watch, and some preparedness is definitely what you need to do. And I think a lot of us are thinking that way. Especially the next gentleman, who his famous words are, keep your powder dry. So, John, thank you for joining us tonight. I'm going to go down to Mr. Moe, KD0RSA. Mr. Moe in Nebraska, what are your final thoughts, sir?
KD0RSA, well, you read my mind, Bob. You bet, to keep your powder dry. Anyway, it's great to get on the net, and I do enjoy listening to you fellas and what have you. And just about everybody's got a different slant on something or other, which is good. but also coming back to Ed's the one saying wanting everybody to say something or point fingers at somebody. Don't forget that what you're living with might be the same thing against you. So you never know.
Make sure you take a few with you, like my Marine son used to say. He introduced the enemy to Jesus one enemy at a time. So, thank you, Mr. Moe. It's always a pleasure to hear you in here. I'll look for you maybe tomorrow night down the band at 9 o'clock. KD0RSA, KJY. Let me go to Mr. Russ, AK4WX. Mr. Russ, what are your final thoughts? Over.
Okay, Bob, and good to hear you, Mo, and all the rest of them. A lot of good check-ins tonight, and good to hear everybody. Right quick, like, what frequency do you meet on Sunday nights, Bob, over?
So I'm the moderator for a group at the Ragtime group called the Friendly Bunch,
3.919. 3.919. Okay, I'm one day, if I'm just in here listening, I might want to tune in or something. I didn't know. So, anyway, I've got just a little old short recording from a gentleman that is on AFR quite a good bit, and his name is Todd Starnes. He's a good conservative Christian commentator, and I'll play just a little bit of his, just a little bit of commentary. I think about 2 minutes of it, so here goes. This is KK4WX for ID. Let's see how this comes out.
So I think we can all agree that it was a really bad idea to elect a senile man leader of the free world. This situation in Afghanistan, folks, is simply out of control. As many as 15,000 Americans are still behind enemy lines at this hour. They are trapped in Afghanistan. They were left behind by President Biden. I want you to think about this for a moment. President Biden had a choice to make. Do we evacuate the Americans or do we evacuate the Afghanis? And this president decided to put the Afghanis ahead of law-abiding American citizens, and that is unacceptable. But look, we all knew this was going to happen. Just look at what's happening right now at our southern border. It's unbelievable. Now, the State Department says they can no longer guarantee the safety of Americans who were initially told to shelter in place. They can't get to the airport, folks. Now, President Biden has been completely dismissive of the danger. And by the way, so has the mainstream media. They've got their female reporters out there head to toe in hijabs and burqas, and they're saying that even though the Taliban, they're chanting death to America, they seem kind of friendly, kind of nice, neighborly. Look, let's get real. There is a clear and present danger to every American citizen trapped in Afghanistan right now. They are de facto hostages. And you better believe these people are going to be used as leverage by the Taliban to get whatever they want from the Biden administration. And we know the Biden administration is going to give them whatever they want. But you know, the most troubling part of all of this, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that Joe Biden knowingly abandoned his fellow countrymen. And what is he doing? He's vacationing in Delaware. Just think about that, folks. All right, that is the commentary. Folks, want to...
Okay, that was it. And we'll cut her off there before anything else comes on that wasn't supposed to.
Anyway, enjoyed the net tonight, Bob, and I hope this upcoming week's going to be a little bit better than this past week, because I just don't think it could get much worse. But who knows? We got to get, I don't know if we need to get Biden out of office, because as soon as we get Biden out of office, look who we got to replace him. We got this Kamala Harris thing. I mean, this woman here is just constantly giggling and laughing and smiling. I don't know what it is about the news media, but it's just like they just, I don't know, they just absolutely go nuts over somebody that's got a big smile. And it's always that big smile, big deceptive smile. Hillary Clinton was a good example of that. Look at her smile. Why is that? I can't figure it out. So damn deceiving, anyway. Back to you there, Bob, and hope everybody has a good week, upcoming week. I'll tell you what, it sure can't get much worse than it was last week. KAHJOY from KK4WX. I hope you were able to copy that, over.
I was, Russ. That was a great recording. Thank you for bringing it. And the last comment is really good about the countrymen are left in Afghanistan, and he went on vacation. That is just, that's deplorable. Thank you, Russ. Appreciate you joining us tonight. It was a pleasure having you. KK4WX, KHOI. Last one I've got is Mr. Tim, KC3, Protect the Constitution. Mr. Tim, your final thought.
KHOI, KC3, Protect the Constitution. Bob, now I know why your voice always sounds so familiar. I checked into the friendly bunch a couple times, and I forget what time, so you can get back to us what time on Sundays. I want to make sure that I can make that one. Everybody have a great evening. I just want to see the one that's the CDC report. Getting rid of the current COVID test. That's right, folks. The test that they're currently using, the COVID-19, will be going out of use on December 31st of this year, so they're giving them time to find something else. And the reason behind it is the current test cannot distinguish between the common cold and the common flu. So I just wonder how many people would be on because they have the common cold or the flu. So the CDC getting rid of their test. I think that is a pretty interesting thing to hear. So, Bob, it's great hearing you and everyone else tonight, and I hope I can make it again on, at least I should be able to be here on Saturdays after I get home from work. I'll probably be in around the 11 o'clock hour or so. But look forward to doing this next. And come back, Bob, at the time to the friendly bunch. That's where I heard your voice before. You've got a very distinctive voice, as most of us do. KC3, Protect the Constitution, KC3, PTC, back in control.
All righty, Tim, yes, they start out at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time each and every night, and then one moderator goes 7 to 9, and another moderator goes 9 to 11. My moderator shift is Sunday night, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., so I will be there. I have to say, you mentioned the jab. So I brought an article up last week. I'll bring it up again real quick. The Las Vegas Raiders. The Nevada Las Vegas Raiders. If you want to go to that National Football League, which is really the National Felony League, you either have to show a vaccination card or get the jab at the door. Now, I don't know what the jab at the door is going to do for you, but that's how they're trying to take away your freedom. Either you show that stupid card or you get a jab at the door. I hope people stop going to these games. The hell with them. That's the only way you're going to stop it is to affect their pocketbook. I've gone through the whole list. We've done the 73 round. I had a suggestion from a young man in Alabama who said that he wanted me to one last time ask for any final thoughts. And he's a shortwave listener. I hope he's listening. So one more time, I'm going to ask for any final thoughts before I close the Liberty Net. Over. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. What is the NFL? I'm not familiar with that organization.
The National Felony League. I think it's called the National Football League, but so many of them have felony arrest records, that's why it's the National Felony League.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I don't know much football since I stopped playing when I was I know that people enjoy watching it, but I don't have time for it, never did, so they're not going to grab me. Thanks again, Bob.
I hope you stay alive.
All righty, well, I don't watch it. My wife used to watch it, but as soon as they start taking a knee, that was it. If you can't stand up for our soldiers, then why don't you stand in front of our soldiers? So, with that being said, any final comments? This is K-8-J-O-I. Nothing heard. I want to thank Paul for doing the recording. Mr. Paul, this is kind of a long one tonight, almost 3 hours. I appreciate you doing the recordings for us. And Mr. Ted, I didn't get to see you today at lunch. He often records it. And Mr. Ted is going to give me a recording, a little blurb of a recording from Mr. Victor. So I hope we will have that sometime soon to play. With that being said, as I close the window on this night's Liberty Net, I want to wish Mrs. Caliban a good night wherever she is, as well as a safe night to all the ships at sea, including the United States Navy sailors and soldiers that are possibly listening. A special thank you and a rest in peace to our silent keys, W1WCR, Mr. Victor, W9FAM, Mr. Vern, K8INE, Mr. Jim, KN4CF, Mr. Robert, N3GVA, Mr. Mike, W2WCW, Mr. Frank, W8MTB, Mr. Harvey, K4TAR, Mr. Harrison, KB2DYB, Mr. Dennis, KE2LO, Mr. Eugene, and KI2J, Mr. Mike. It is my prayer for God to bless this country. God bless our soldiers now that are in harm's way again. And may we get our American citizens out of Afghanistan. With that being said, good night. This is Kilo Alpha 8 Julia Ocean Yankee.